Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
What's up?
We're so glad you tuned in with us. We're your one-stop shop for all your celebrity entertainment news. Now, before we get this party started, gotta say what's up to our people in L.A., Heidi and Frank. What's going on?
What's up, everybody?
Now, our man Chewy Martinez is still out social distancing, but we gonna hold it down till he gets back. So later, Tom Brady is showing love to one of his teammates' assets. And we go thirst trapping with Liam Hemsworth and Chelsea Handler, just to name a few. Also, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend are showing love to the paparazzi. And later, Andrew Freund sits down with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star, Kyle Richards. But first, it looks like Drake has a lot of time on his hands, and he may have stirred up a little bit of trouble. Now, The Shade Room posted a video of Tory Lanez quarantine radio, which is one of my favorite things on IG right now. It's gone viral. Now, the former Love & Hip Hop star, DJ Sophia Boddy, left an interesting comment, maybe about Tory. Now, she wrote, "You seen his face? Like, what the—" Now, a fan replied to her comment and then wrote, "We met on the 4 train before in the Bronx and you was playing with your laptop. I'm mad you never followed me back on the gram." Well, Drake just so happened to see this interaction and added his 2 cents. He replied to the fan's comment, "Oh, don't worry. She'll still be there for 20 plus more years. Same seat. You'll catch her one day. She ain't got going." Now, Drake. Spicy.
I said he don't gotta come for a woman like that.
Drake might have been joking, but it looks like the two got a little bit of a history. See, back in 2018, DJ Sophia the Body accused Drake of stealing other rappers' flows, and Drake called out him. You know, where's the lie? Now, Brad, do you think he was wrong for coming at her, or you think he was being petty?
I think that's being petty. Come on, like, you got enough petty Pendergrass. You got enough stuff going on in your life. You got airplanes. You got endorsements. You got a son. You got all kind of stuff going on. Let this lady live. Let her get some. It's enough space for everybody on this planet in the music world. If you got talent, let it be shown. I feel like regardless to what happened personally, Drake should go ahead and just support this lady and help put her on.
And I have to agree with you, Brett. Now, y'all know I like Drake, but he is definitely showing he is soft as drugstore cotton. You trying to tell me he has held on to some beef and decided to tag her ass with some pettiness all the way from 2008?
Like, she had that good Portia. She had that good girl.
You can listen to Drake music and tell he don't forget nothing.
Well, moving on, Tom Brady saw a lot in the locker room during his 20-year career. Including Rob Gronkowski's impressive birthday suit.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what's being said. Yeah, during a recent Zoom interview with Howard Stern, Tom spoke about how the players are comfortable being, you know, nude around each other, of course, in the locker room, and added how the Gronk, in particular, loves to show off his, quote, impressive package while the press is around even. So take a listen to this.
Gronk is, I mean, that guy's like a Greek god, his body, and that guy's just jacked up. It's actually funny because I think they still let reporters into the locker room. So it would be funny because Gronk would get naked and literally throw his towel over his shoulder and just walk through the locker room with all the reporters. And I would just laugh because he didn't give a but he would just strut through.
Now, I will say this. I think just throwing your towel over your shoulder and walking around, that's not the impressive guy in the locker room. The impressive guy in the locker room is a guy who can hang a wet towel off of his.
Right. I'm carrying the towel.
Effortlessly.
Gary, if you were a reporter, would you, you know, want to go into these NFL locker rooms? And if you did, would you try not to look, or would you just blatantly look? What would you do?
Girl, that is my dream job, honey, to be a reporter in the locker room. Are you out of your mind? I mean, I would love to do that job. I would leave Dish Nation effective immediately, honey.
Gary's been pushing Dish Nation sports for like the last 8 years.
That's my dream job, and my other dream job is to just go to a strip club, and when all the dancers are all gone and it's over with, I'm just sitting there with all the rest of the people looking.
You already do that for free. All right, y'all. Speaking of admiration, it's time for...
Thirsty with the Stars.
All right, so I know y'all heard my voice drop. PJ is asleep, but we still gonna light it up and heat it up, baby. First up, I know a lot of you ladies out there are single, and, you know, it's kind of dry in the house by yourself. So let's give you some Thirst Trap with the Stars, starting out with Liam Hemsworth, baby. He posted this black and white picture online for you guys to see and sizzle over. What do y'all think about it?
I love
thirst
it.
Trap.
It's not thirst trap, and he's not trying to show no bumps and lumps. He's under the covers. He looks very relaxed, very zen, sipping his tea and minding
only
his
showing
own business.
One nipple.
Yes.
See, I think he's thirst trapping. Y'all know he's really single. I think he's putting this out there that he's the type of guy that will watch Lifetime with you all day and sip the tea. Now, what could be better than that?
All right, moving on. Chris Lowell is giving fans one last ride. At least that's what his caption said, and he posted a photo on his Instagram in nothing but his patterned skivvies on the set of the Netflix hit Glow. Take a look at Chris Lowell.
Me not like it.
It's not really my thing either, but
I think it's beautiful.
Is it a thirst trap?
Of course it is. Of course it's a thirst trap.
That's not a thirst trap. He just woke up and looking out the window.
The only reason Gary doesn't think it's thirst trapping because he always poses like that.
That's his normal
photo. That's Gary's headshot. Let's get to the ladies' quarantine style.
Okay,
all right. First up, she never fails to disappoint. I'm talking about Emily Ratajkowski. She is showing us what she's working with while social distancing. Mm. She posted this photo on Instagram with the caption, "Sun coming through our curtains first thing in the morning last week."
Oh, man.
Is this a thirst trap?
Yes, absolutely.
She's
putting you in a position where you want to scan and, like, zoom in to really see what's going on, trying to see if you see nipple, if you see, like, you know, what the curvage look like. Absolutely.
This is one of those pictures where you go in to kind of mess around with the tint and contrast to see if you can get something
right.
To pop.
It makes you want more. It's a thirst trap. We are trapped with thirst, wanting to know what else is behind there. Exactly.
This makes me want to be her neighbor.
Well, I think this next thirst trap will definitely make some people want to check out a book. Now, Chelsea Handler posted a photo on Instagram with a book recommendations during the quarantine lockdown. And you really got to zoom in to see what's going on here as far as, like, who the authors and the writers of these books are. But, I'm feeling a vibe here. What y'all think?
That nasty,
look,
Kyle.
Look where she put Kissinger.
I thought she was reading a tale of two...
It's a thirst trap, and I don't like it. It's not, honey.
Chelsea Handler wants to be handled, okay? She is doing the most. Like, where is the bubble bath?
Right.
Like, that doesn't look relaxing at all.
She got a big old...
She's preserving
Here's
water,
what I will
Portia.
Say. It would have been a thirst trap had she used her own books.
This is a
boom.
Thirst
I think
trap.
There you go.
That's definitely a thirst trap. I mean, she's the one that went skiing that we talked about last time. She was skiing naked. This is Chelsea Handler. I don't know if it's thirst trapping anymore, but she's always...
That's just Chelsea, yeah.
That's just Chelsea.
A new show on Netflix. She's so Chelsea.
All right, y'all, coming up next, find out how Chrissy Teigen and John Legend show love to folks that people usually love to hate. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, unfortunately, with the Rona taking over the nation, man, it's struggle city everywhere. People is trying to stay employed, including the paparazzi. But lucky for them, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend came through with a little entertainment and a sweet snack. Now, Chrissy noticed the paps were outside her home, and she tweeted, "You know who's suffering right now? The paparazzi. Ain't got no one to shoot. Some outside my house right now. Waiting for a walk that will never happen. A nipple that will never fall out. I think... You know, I think I'll give him a nipple." Well, they didn't quite get a nipple, but they did get a smile and a box of Krispy Kreme donuts from John as the couple were leaving their house. But the paps were so excited for their photo that they totally missed the fact that John bought the donuts out for them, and then they went back and the box was gone.
Oh,
would y'all take a box of Krispy Kremes on the sidewalk?
That is a very kind gesture to leave the paparazzi some donuts. So they are people, too, and they're just doing their jobs. They don't want to be out here with this COVID-19 going on either, but they have to do their jobs.
But not on no doggone sidewalk. Enough for
where you supposed to put them, Gary? Ain't no table on the sidewalk unless you sit them on top of a bush. Where you gonna put them?
Okay, so Brad, with that being said, now you dealt with the paparazzi before, so would you ever give them a box of donuts, Brad?
Yes, if they're good paparazzi, because a lot of these paparazzi have been around for a long time, and if they're respectful and nice, mm-hmm. Hell yeah, I'll give them some donuts. They people too. That's their job. That's like if I'm hungry and I'm out here doing Dish Nation and somebody leave me a box of Krispy Kreme, I'm gonna say thank you and bite that thing and keep on moving, try to pop it in a microwave somewhere.
All right, y'all, honey. So the newest Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star, Miss Garcelle Bevoe, 11-year-old son, honey, found an eggplant. Y'all hear what I said now? An eggplant, but not the kind of eggplant y'all thinking about. Now, he found her vibrator, baby. Oh, my God. Jesus. Now, on the season premiere, y'all, Garcelle told Denise Richards how it all went down, and the explanation she gave her son is hilarious, y'all. Check this out.
As a single mom, my time is very limited. I have twin 11-year-old boys. They are rambunctious, they are smart, and I share them with their dad. It's busy. The sex life, not so busy.
Once one of my kids found my vibrator in my bed, and I said, oh, my God. I was like, it's really great for your shoulder.
Now, everybody knows that kids these days are pretty smart. Now, Portia, do you really think our son really believed it was a massager?
I think that he believed that it was a massager, but I think there's something in his brain was like, to be continued. And I feel like when he grows up, he's gonna be like, wait, mama kinda nasty. That was not a massager. Cause that's actually the excuse all moms use when you find that vibrator that have that big head to it or whatever. That it's like, it's actually a massager, but they use it for something else.
Thank you, Portia, because I was about to say, it is a massager, honey. I mean, it's just massager.
It is a massager, though.
That's what she should go with. Yeah. She should go with it. Don't matter what people say, son. I know what I had. This is a massager. It is for my sore muscles, honey.
He gonna be like, damn, my mom always stressed out. I always hear that thing buzzing.
You wrong.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
And today's deal is the Adagio Professional Blowout Brush, honey. It will give you that luxurious salon quality blowout that you want at a touch of a button. The unique design has a powerful airflow that will give you smooth hair while giving you the volume you love.
Oh, wow, Portia, this sounds great, girl. Tell me more.
Oh, Brett, you're gonna love this, girl, because it will style your hair way faster than your normal routine time while protecting it from heat damage so you get a smooth and frizz-free style every time.
Now, you know, honey, the girls need this, Portia, during quarantine, so tell us, how much does it cost to stay cute?
Well, it has been seen as high as $250, but you know we got you. For our Dish Nation family, it runs as low as
$39.
$39?
Whoa.
Oh, that's right. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all. Coming up next, Andrew Freund sits down with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Kyle Richards to tell us about the new season. Don't go nowhere after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here with the queen, the grand dame, the OG of the BH, Miss Kyle Richards. Kyle, welcome.
Thank you.
What do you think of my house? What do you think of this lovely house I have?
I mean, that house is unbelievable. Is that your house?
No, absolutely not.
That's amazing. How did you do that?
Your husband sold it to me. This is from the agency. They sold me this place.
Oh, nice.
Well, let's talk about you for a second, because you are the last OG left on the show. So why are you the last woman standing? Why do you think?
You know, one of the issues we had coming up this season was when some drama happened, somebody didn't want to film and show up. And, you know, I've been on the show for 10 years and there's been so many times I wish I could not show up and just say, I'm not going to do this anymore, or I don't want to, but I did, you know, when I really did not want to. So I mean, maybe that's one of the reasons. I don't know. I mean, I also still have fun doing it because I, you know, got married at 18, had a baby at 19. I never got to do girls' trips and stuff. So, I mean, call me stupid, but I still like going on these trips until the fights start.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with a free trip. I mean, let's get real. I mean, come on. and you guys...
It's good girl time, though, until it goes horribly wrong.
I have to ask, how is Kim? Is Kim okay? Will we see her on the show this season?
Kim is good. You will see her this season. You will see a lot of housewives on the show this season.
So we're all in quarantine right now. I'm in my mansion, of course. If you could quarantine with four other housewives.
None. I'm kidding.
Four other from any cast. So it doesn't have to be your cast. Let's just say four housewives. Who would you quarantine with?
Oh my God. I mean, honestly, that sounds really, really challenging. I'd say Nene would entertain me, make me laugh. Portia. Portia's funny. We get along. Portia, I adore you. I would love to get my hands on that little baby of yours. The baby is her twin. It's so cute. I can't even take it. But sending you lots of love, Portia.
Most memorable moment of this season that we're about to see for you. What was one of the more memorable moments?
Well, you know, this season, I was juggling so much. I was shooting the movie Halloween Kills while I was shooting The Housewives and launching my clothing line, Kyle and Shahida. Flying back and forth between shooting Halloween Kills and The Housewives was just... It was just exciting. It was a really exciting time for me.
Going back to Halloween, what was that like? I know the film comes out in the fall, but what was it like working with Jamie Lee Curtis? What can you tell me about that?
It was really, really exciting, you know, and seeing Jamie on the set the first time I did the original Halloween when I was 7, she, the day I wrapped, she carried me all the way back to my dressing room in her arms. So the night I wrap, I'm so emotional. I hate that I'm so emotional, but I am. So I started crying because you become attached to the crew and the cast. And what does she do? She comes and picks me up just like she did when I was 7 years old. And it was really cute. So it was just the best experience.
Thank you, Kyle.
Bye, bye, Portia. Tell Portia I miss her.
I will. Bye, Kyle.
Bye.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yes. What's up?
All right. With the coronavirus forcing many people to be at home, you would think that people are just getting into this trend of just pajamas all day, right?
I would love that.
The executive vice president of Walmart said that they have seen a boost in sales of tops. Not bottoms. Tops.
Who needs bottoms?
You only need bottoms because a lot of people are doing my wife works from home, so I will come home. She works in a very, you know, kind of a fancy place, so she'll have a business on top and fuzzy slippers and pajamas on the bottom.
Well, yeah. Man, it does make sense because you only see somebody on a
waist up
conference call from
That's
waist
right.
up. For all we know, Portia's got on Daisy Dukes right now.
Portia, do you have Daisy Dukes on?
Y'all actually calling me out because... I got on my exercise tights because every day when I finish, I just take the top off and put back on my t-shirt.
For real, I'm sitting here in a thong.
I snatch my wig off.
Like that, and I've done that.
I snatch my wig off and my lashes and put my t-shirt back on.
Heidi, I'm sitting here in a thong, Heidi.
Stand up,
I want to see. I can't show y'all all that, darling.
Now, Brad, is that your go-to outfit of choice when you're doing radio from the crib? Is it just thong and top all the time?
Panties, a hoodie, and some socks. I got to keep the feet moist.
That's a song right there.
That should be the title of your book.
Brad's autobiography is Panties and a Hoodie.
Yeah.
Damn.
Brad, that could be a whole song, Hoodie and My Panties On, remix.
It is. I got my hoodie and my panties on.
I can see the album cover right now.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.